Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Last week I quoted a WPA intelligence survey of the Nevada electorate that posted Republican former Attorney General Adam Laxalt ahead of first-term incumbent Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto by 2 percentage points. This week, the Melman Group, polling for the Nevada Independent News site, also reports tight numbers, but they see Senator Cortez Masto topping Mr. Laxalt 45-41%. It is clear that the Silver State race is going to be tight all the way to Election Day 2022. Evan McMullen, who was a 2016 independent candidate for president and actually fared well in his home state of Utah, is back in the political news. Mr. McMullen finished a credible third in the Utah presidential general election, drawing 22% of the vote, finishing only 5 points behind Hillary Clinton. This week, Mr. McMullen announced that he will challenge incumbent Senator Mike Lee, again as an independent. Democrats are not expected to be competitive here, so we'll see if the McMullen challenge can develop political legs. A lot of redistricting news is beginning to unfold. As we reported last week, two states, Oregon and Colorado, had completed their maps, and now Indiana and Nebraska have joined them. The maps so far favor the city incumbents, but Colorado and Oregon look to host new swing races in both of these Democratic states. If the released Texas congressional redistricting map were to become law, one of the new district political contests may already be over even before the campaign starts. Wesley Hunt, a mortgage company executive and Iraq War veteran, ran in the Houston-anchored 7th District last year, holding incumbent Democrat Lizzie Fletcher to a 51-47% victory margin. The new 38th District, if the proposed map is finally adopted, will lie in Houston's Harris County and occupy much of the Republican area that previously supported Mr. Hunt, and he says this is where he will run if the map passes into law. He has already raised over $1 million for this impending race. Now, Texas Senator Ted Cruz joined the Hunt bandwagon as he endorsed the former military veteran in the Republican primary. At this point, no one else has even come forward to signal that they will run. The Virginia governor's race is getting even tighter as the candidates turn toward the home stretch for the election to be decided November 2nd. Democratic former Governor Terry McAuliffe made a statement in the last debate suggesting that parents should not be involved in telling school administrators what to teach. Republican Glenn Youngkin rebuked the comment and unleashed an effective media blitz using McAuliffe's own words. Emerson College then released their early October poll, and we see movement in Mr. Youngkin's direction. The poll breaks only 49-48% for McAuliffe, and much of the movement is related to the Democratic nominee's education blunder. This, coupled with lower-than-expected early voting turnout, suggests we are going to see a very close finish in the Virginia governor's race. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.